We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to Cookin' Joe. Lots to talk about today. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you this morning?
Very well. I'm ready to talk to Ray Fittipaldo about the Steelers. I'm ready to talk to John McGonigal about Pitt. But first, Ron, we have some bad news, some hard news this morning. I saw it on Ryan Recker's Twitter feed, and it's been in various outlets that our friend Tunchilkin has been diagnosed with ALS, which he revealed, I believe, through a video through his church.
Yeah, you know what? The news doesn't get much tougher than that. You're talking about one of the great people that I've ever dealt with in Pittsburgh sports, and I go back and I covered him when he played, obviously, and he was like a team spokesman. If I remember correctly, he was the player rep and just smarter than the average bear in that room. And I really got to know him after his wife, Sharon, passed away from cancer. You know, she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with Larry Bird. Both Twinch and her went to Indiana State when Larry Bird was there. And she was actually a cheerleader and was on the cover. And she died way, way too young of cancer. And I went out to his house and did one of my most memorable pieces on him, talking about her and their relationship. And I walked away from it, you know, what should have been a sad story, feeling very uplifted, because Twinch's approach was, you know what, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself losing the love of my life. I'm going to be thankful for the time I had to spend with her. And it was so powerful when he opened up to me, and it's something that I'll always remember. And I know he's going to fight this. This is a horrible disease. You know, it's just maybe the worst disease. You know, cancer, none of them are any good, but this is bad. And I trust, Joe, that he's going to fight this, and his faith. He is a man of such faith. If anyone can fight it, it's him. And I pray for him, and I know a lot of other people are, because he's just such a gentleman and always has been. And I know he's not feeling sorry for himself. I can guarantee you that, Joe.
Our best wishes to Tunch and his family as he begins this battle. Absolutely. So it's strange to move from there to anything else, but football is the place we begin, Ron, and all kinds of things happening right now as we speak in the NFL. Titans, Patriots not expected to practice today, so the Titans game has now been moved to Tuesday. Bills, Chiefs, which was next Thursday, has been moved to next Sunday. See if we can keep track here. The Cardinals are scheduled to leave for New York today to play the Jets, but the Jets, according to Adam Schefter, have a presumptive positive test result, so they've sent their players and coaches home out of an abundance of caution, and the player is being retested. I guess out of all of this, the first question is, if this player for the Jets is positive, what happens with their game against the Cardinals?
I haven't looked at what the makeup dates are. Hopefully that won't be the case. I guess there is one positive news today, Joe. According to what I read, finally, again, no Titans players tested positive today. So that's good. Now, that's only one day. They still got a lot of work to do yet before they're cleared to play. I don't know. I don't know what the makeup schedule is for, you know, the Jets. I'm assuming if this comes back positive, they're going to have to try to delay it, reschedule it, postpone it. Again, this stuff is just breaking out everywhere. And, you know, to me, there doesn't appear to be much end in sight. But I just heard Marquise Pouncey, you know, on Colony's update saying, hey, listen, we were told this was all possible. You know, we're dealing with it the best we can. I can't be mad about it. And I think that's probably the only wise way to go about it, because I don't know that it's going to be over anytime soon, Joe. We'll have to find out what if they can't play. You know, Arizona was supposed to travel to New York today. Now I guess that's on hold. So I don't know what that means. I guess everything is in a holding pattern until they get the test back.
Yeah, I mean, I think Pouncey was asked specifically about the Titans situation. I'd be plenty mad about that still if I were the Steelers. But he's right. This is no surprise. So why didn't the NFL build in a buffer week at the beginning of the year? That's still my question. But the other question is with the Jets, like how many positives and what's the lag time for canceling a game, for postponing a game? If you have one guy test positive, is it best then to wait to see if other people test positive and postpone the game? Or do you just move ahead and play? It seems like the Patriots, didn't they have one known positive in Cam Newton at the time? Or was it more, Ron, when that game was moved?
No, that game wasn't moved. Yeah, and it was only one. It was only one, Newton. And then after the game, if you remember correctly, that's when Stephon Gilmore tested positive. Not before the game, it was after the game. So I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is for that, Joe. It's a very good question. How many? How long? You know, I don't know if anybody knows what the lag time is. It's just such a difficult situation for everybody when you don't. There's so much uncertainty involved in this. But you know, I'm assuming if this Jets player tests positive, they're not going to play the game on Sunday, I would think. Can they push it back?
Then why did they play after?
I don't know. I can't answer that. It's a great question. I don't know. Maybe they will play it, but you know, they seem to have had a different you know, formula each case, right? And I don't understand it.
Yeah, they seem at this point to not know what they're doing. But again, I said the same about baseball. Maybe they didn't and got lucky. But right now, the NFL doesn't seem to really have consistent policy happening. And that brings us to our next topic, Ron, which is the continued conveniencing of the Tennessee Titans at other teams' expense. I mentioned that they're going to play on Tuesday night football against the Bills. And the Bills, who were supposed to play Thursday against Kansas City, that game's been moved to next Sunday, if I have all of that correct. And we still haven't heard about any conclusions with the Titans investigation and what the penalties will be there. Clearly it won't be a forfeit, even though a lot of people, including myself, feel like that was the best route to go.
Well, I think the league is doing everything it can to not have a forfeit, but again, I think I read today that the Titans came back clean today, and they got to do it again tomorrow and then maybe the next day, and they'll be able to play their game. If it comes to the point where another guy tests positive, then I think you might really have to look into that forfeit possibility. But I just think the league wants to try to avoid that at all costs if it can. I don't know if that's favoring Tennessee as much as it just terrified of having a forfeit. So we'll see if the tests come back clean again tomorrow. At least today was good news. But Tennessee certainly not out of the woods yet. And you're right, we don't know the results yet of their investigation, although it's looking very damning for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, they already have grossly violated an NFL edict by having that secret workout. I thought Michael Wilbon made a great point yesterday when he argued for a forfeit, that you drop that hammer now and maybe that helps the rest of the league and all the players and coaches and everyone else get the message that you better listen to what we're telling you. Now, does the league have its stuff in order to the point where what they're telling the players is legit? I don't know. But if you make a team forfeit now, man, I think your message is that much stronger moving forward. Whether you know what you're talking about or not, teams, coaches, players are going to listen if they know a forfeited game is at stake. I thought that was a great point.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And I mean, that is the ultimate punishment, right? You know, you can draft choices, fines. you know, you want to suspend Mike Vrabel. I get that. But the ultimate punishment is a suspension. And again, I just can't bring myself yet to be in favor of that. I know so many others, including you, are, Joe. But that would definitely be the ultimate punishment, right?
Yeah, it would. And at some point, there will be no choice, but they haven't reached that point yet. They have reached the point where I'd have to think an extra week is going to happen. I mean, it's just by necessity. But we'll see what happens to all these games. There's so much here to talk about, Ron. I'll give you one more, and then we'll pick it up when we come back. We have John McGonigal, 10:40. A pretty big Pitt game, I think. But first, Tom Brady last night. And the Buccaneers, I don't know if you saw this, but the game itself stunk. Like, penalties all over the place, just awful. And yet the entertainment value, because of what was happening to Brady, because of a lot of the things that happened on the field, was a 10 out of 10. And what happened at the end is that Tom Brady didn't know it was fourth down. That much is clear. Bruce Arians then lied to cover that up and said, oh, yeah, he knew. He didn't know. It was clear, and he went down the field on a fourth down instead of trying to convert a fourth and five, and down went the Buccaneers and Brady, Ron. It was amazing to see, of all guys, Brady not know what down it was.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he held up his fingers at the end, four fingers. He absolutely did not lost track of the down, which proves, I guess, even the greatest of all time can make mistakes. But you talk about what a bad game it was and the penalties. How it's so funny. Yesterday we're talking, with Chris Hoke about how penalties are so down this year in the league. It's almost like somebody said, all right, they're mocking us for having too many, not having enough penalties in these games, so we're going to call everything. And you were right. It wasn't much to watch. The end was something else. And, I guess Arians is going to defend his player, but, Brady, he blew it. And, I mean, he blew it, and you know what? He's not perfect, although he's awfully close when it comes to playing quarterback.
Well, I thought the refs also blew it. I thought a huge play in that game was the call against Shaq Barrett for hitting Foles late, which he didn't do, or hitting him in the head, which I didn't think he really did. I thought it was just a normal incidental contact football play. And that play is what allowed the Bears to pin the Patriots down there and ultimately win the game when they got the ball back, Ron. It was just a brutal call. And, yeah, you're right. They caught a ton of flags in that game. We got to run. We'll be back. Marc-Andre Fleury, will he be back? There's a little bit more smoke to that than there was. I'll tell you about it next on Cookin' Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.